We are KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We are, I think we would say, the closest indie rock station to Coachella Fest, about 2 hours away. There's not a lot of them to be had. And we're really excited to have in studio right now. I guess you would call yourself the official documentary photographer type for the Red Hot Chili Peppers right now.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
Sort of. You are, in fact, working on a book with Anthony Kiedis.
I am working on a book with Anthony, documenting their fans. I've been on road with the Chili Peppers for 2 years now, and we kind of just finished the international aspect of the tour, and the next show up is Coachella.
That's awesome, man. Do me a favor, just get a little closer to that microphone. But Dave Meshagen is your name.
Yes.
You're a photographer by trade. You worked at Japanese Vogue and other things like that.
I shoot for most of the Vogues and for companies like H&M and Levi's. And
so how do you transition from shooting fashion shoots to taking photos of Anthony Kiedis in an Indian headdress like we just posted on our Facebook?
Well, that specific photo was for a show at Colette in Paris, and we actually shot that in Anthony's driveway and then kind of dressed it up with other things I shot around it. But I think the transition was fairly simple because a lot of my photos are documentary style, and what I've done since I started my career about 10 years ago in fashion was try to capture the people that maybe seem not so tangible and make them a bit more tangible and more lifelike.
So you're humanizing Anthony Kiedis a little bit.
Well, I don't know if I'm humanizing Anthony Kiedis because he's a human and, and he's pretty down to earth. And I guess even being with the Peppers on the road, if I could give you a picture of the backstage area, it's a meditation room, a vegan chef, and a pretty calm atmosphere, very family-like. So there's not much humanizing I need to do there, but I think in the fashion industry there is. So.
Right. Well, so as someone who's toured with the Red Hot Chili Peppers and now going to Coachella, you've probably seen a lot of stuff that the fans do not in fact see.
Yeah.
Describe to us that backstage thing. I mean, is it very chill? You said an hour before Anthony's actually writing out the set list for each show.
I always describe being with the Chili Peppers like being on the road with a high school band, in the sense that they still have that energy and excitement, and like every night is a big deal. Mm-hmm. So Anthony gets together, they write the set list, they decide what they want to play. Every night's a different show, and every night there's this energy like, wow, we're going to get on stage and play, and this is, you know, let's really like dazzle the crowd.
Right.
And that's exciting because I guess I've been on the road with quite a few brands, not necessarily for this amount of time, but there's not necessarily that enthusiasm which these guys kind of, every night it's that.
They're still appreciative of it after.
Big time.
You know, they've been a band since like 87 or something. I mean,
I think earlier, like even, 82 maybe.
Yeah, maybe even earlier than that. I mean, it's Red Hot Chili Peppers is such like a timeless band.
Yeah.
And when people ask, you know, when classic rock starts to die and radio stations have to play 80s as classic rock, I think that's going to be one of the go-tos, you know?
For sure. Definitely the iconic band of our generation, or at least my generation. And the interesting thing to see, especially documenting the fans, is that their fan base reaches from people 5 years old to people like 70 years
old.
And everybody, I mean, I've literally seen kids 8 years old hanging on the front row, and these concerts are crazy. General admission in other countries, it's like, whoever's first come, first serve, basically. And there's kids 8 years old that know every single word of the song. They don't even speak English, and it's a trip to see.
Yeah, that's crazy. So the plans for the book are basically about the fans then, right?
Because
Anthony saw you take some photos of fans and said, wow, that's what I want to document.
Well, exactly. We were in Japan at the beginning of the tour, which was August 2011, and they had been in Hong Kong, and I was actually in Tokyo doing some projects with Japan Vogue and also visiting my mentor who lives there. And Anthony said, hey, come over to the shows. And I went to the show in Osaka and then in Tokyo, and we shot a bunch of photos of the fans. And Flea and Anthony were looking at them, and they said, hey, let's document our fans. Let's see what they're about.
Right.
And so we started on that endeavor and continued with it longer than I thought I would be working on it. But it's been a really interesting and fascinating world. I mean, there's kids that show up to every single show, literally every show anywhere in the world.
Started to recognize them? As...
Definitely.
Yeah.
There's a definite interconnection between all of them. For example, there's one girl from Madrid named Julia. And here's a girl that works in a grocery store on a normal day, does not speak a single word of English, not even hello. But I would see her face at every show, and I eventually brought her backstage and I said, guys, this girl comes to every show. This was her 125th show tonight.
Wow.
Because she'd been on other tours, and they said, okay, you have a lifelong ticket now. So they basically, she's on the list for life.
Oh my God.
She took advantage of that, and she definitely has been at every single show.
That's so cool. I mean, how much the fan, I mean, you can tell the success of a band when they know that the fans made them popular. You know?
Right.
And they see it as that girl, you know, loves them so much that why not, they shouldn't give back to her.
Right.
It's cool.
Totally.
Let's play a song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who, by the way, are playing Sunday at Coachella. We're in studio with Dave Meshagen right now. We put a photo on our Facebook of him taking a picture of Anthony Kiedis in a 3D Indian headdress in his driveway, because that's what Dave does. He's a photographer for the Chili Peppers, doing a book with Anthony Kiedis right now. So let's talk about those fans. We'll talk more about Anthony in a second, but basically Dave's doing a book about the fans of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. What do you find is a common theme between them, or what's unique about the Red Hot Chili Peppers fans?
Well, the common theme definitely, well, obviously, is the music. That is not a very intellectual answer.
Sure, yeah, okay.
But that honestly seems to be the one binding factor. I haven't really found... Actually, you know what? There is one common denominator. Everybody's really nice. I wouldn't say it's like maybe not the most punk, the most cool, the most hip fans, but everybody has this sweet energy. And that's something interesting about Chili Peppers shows in the music that I didn't know, because although Anthony and I are friends, I didn't know that much about their music, their business, seeing them play live.
Right.
And as a young...
Is it not very mosh pity and offensive?
Well, or? It is. It is in a way, but it's also very loving in a strange way, because there's a lot of jamming that goes on there and a lot of soul, and which definitely is something that originates from the guys, and it definitely affects the whole stadium. And as a youngster, I was a big Grateful Dead fan, and I think that vibe, you actually feel stuff like that in Chili Pepper shows, which is strange, but they'll do long, long jams where, I mean, it's intense, and they're such great, great musicians that it's really, it's a spiritual experience in a way. So I think for all the fans, they feel that.
So they take breaks and moments between some of their famous songs and do like a big set that's not on the studio version, or
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, every I've night's different.
Them, so
it's
that's...
all. Oh yeah, every night's different, and it's always like that. I mean, long, long extended jams that are just, and some nights they'll just go on for a long time.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So your role while that is all happening is are you at the front of the stage?
I'm at the front of the stage or on the stage, and I am either shooting. I shoot the band a lot, also, of course,
right.
Or I'm shooting the crowd, so I can kind of just pivot back and forth and get the emotions of the people, and then I get the guys.
Right.
Yeah.
At what point can we see this book and all of your work?
Well, that's a good question. Hopefully next fall this will be out and complete, but that might be a bit optimistic.
Okay.
So it could be the beginning of 2014.
So is it up to Anthony basically to write it?
Because Anthony will be doing the writing and I do the visual aspect.
Right. It seems like you've got a lot of visual now.
There
completed.
Is a lot of visual, and I have not begun editing, which is the next project, and that's always a bit trying when you're home, especially in California, because I personally like to surf, and both Anthony and I get distracted with that a lot. We're both pretty much avid surfers, so sitting down to edit, tricky.
So he lives up in Malibu. That's where you two mostly surf?
Right.
Do you live up there as well?
I actually live touring in LA, in the city, and I kind of stay away from living at the beach, because otherwise I'd be completely distracted. I think it was Mickey Dora that said if you spend too much time on the beach, you get waterlogged, and that's definitely me. So
yeah. Well, you haven't missed much this winter, as far as I understand.
That's what I've heard.
I don't surf, but our surf reporter comes on every day saying he's calling it Lake Laguna.
Okay.
Because there's simply nothing to surf on.
I would say that makes me feel good, but it doesn't. I feel bad for all the local surfers.
Yeah.
I've got to surf some interesting places this year. I surf Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. And actually, we were on tour in Israel. I surfed in Tel Aviv, which was a trip. I didn't even know they had
that.
Waves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any close calls with Anthony Kiedis while surfing?
Close calls in what sense?
That, I don't know, dangerous moments?
Yeah, well, we had a bit of a dangerous moment in New Zealand. It's actually in New Zealand Surfing magazine, I think. We were surfing a place that was a little bit tricky and rocky, and the rocks got the better end of the situation. So, yeah, of course, sometimes you run into those, but I think...
Did you save Anthony Kiedis'
life? No, definitely not.
I
just saw him walking at the beach, and I was like... And I saw some blood, and I was like, oh, what happened? But Anthony's he's a pretty interesting surfer. He'll just go for it. Like, we were out one particular day, and it was properly big, and he'll just drop in and go. And sometimes I'm like...
Like, how many feet big?
I don't know. The faces were probably like 12 or 14 foot, which is a nice size
enough.
Wave.
Yeah.
Especially surfing some random place in New Zealand that's like, there's not a single person around, and we got jet skied out to this place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we learned later it was their biggest breeding ground for their sharks right there. We all kind of thought about it.
Not only you surfing 12-foot waves, but it's the biggest breeding ground for sharks.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, but we met some pretty cool guys that showed us a fun time out there.
But you're saying that the family distracts him from maybe coming down our way to catch some waves.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think his biggest responsibility is to his son and to his family, and I I've been trying to get him down here at least to check out the wedge or check out trestles.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a mission, but that's cool.
If it happens,
we'll keep it for ourselves.
please have him drop by here.
Okay, for sure. Also, this is really cool to see. I mean, a radio station in the middle of Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
I couldn't have pictured that, but
there, in fact,
cool.
has not been one since 1951 or something like that.
Really?
And we're happy to have started the first one since then.
Yeah, cool.
And, you know, we've brought in a lot of cool bands and artists are taking notice of it. And
awesome.
Before long, I think we'll be one of the forefront leaders in new indie rock. At least that's my goal.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm stoked to be here.
Okay. Again, Dave Meshagan's in the studio. He's a photographer for Anthony Kiedis and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, doing a book that will hopefully be out next fall.
Right.
Does it have a name?
No. We had a name, but we've kind of thrown it back on the drawing
board.
Can
you say what the name was?
Well, yeah, we were going to call it Redheads, but we since learned that maybe that was conflicting with another, like, very kind of cultish small group of fans for another person that call themselves Redheads. We really couldn't figure out.
I can't think of this.
Yeah, nobody could think of it.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Is that what Red Hot Chili Peppers fans are called, or were you trying to coin that term, basically?
Well, I think because Anthony knew I'm really into the Dead, so
obviously,
so we played off Redheads. But I don't know. We have to really figure that out.
I'm trying to think about what would be another name for fans of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, can you guys call in and get an idea?
Yeah, if somebody can think of what the Red Hot Chili Peppers fans should be called, please let us know. Dave, thank you so much. Very cool of you to come by this morning.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Where can people find some of your work if they want to see it?
I guess not. Google me. Hey.
Okay. Dave Meshagan. We posted a photo on Facebook this morning. You can see the photo that we've been talking about of him, Anthony Kiedis, in his driveway wearing an Indian headdress in 3D or something. Thanks again, man. Thanks a lot.
Keep it cool.
Here's more Chili Peppers playing the third day of Coachella. Snow Heyo on KX 93.5.